You mentioned stories right off the bat, Matthew, but the new album is full of story songs, and you've kind of become a story collector, it seems. You know, you've received thousands of personal stories from your fans. What's behind that passion of yours to tell these stories?
Well, you're exactly right. That's something that I'm really passionate about, not just collecting people's stories, but in doing so, hopefully encouraging people to recognize that their story matters and that they're on this earth to tell a story to the world that could change the world. And so I've been on this mission of inviting people the opportunity to share their story with me. And the genesis of the idea actually came from a personal trial in my own story. Several years ago, I'd been working really hard to make my career kind of take off to the next level. As you mentioned in your introduction, my original aspirations were with a baseball bat and gloves. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that I couldn't hit a curveball. And so, you know, that was sort of life's curveball that came to me. And I began to seek out a new passion in life. And I traded one in a million dream of being a baseball player for another one in a million dream of being a recording artist and songwriter. In 2007, my career was about to take off to the next level, and that's when my voice actually took off. And it was kind of a nightmare situation for somebody who makes his living by singing and speaking. Yeah. To find out from the doctors that I was going to need to have vocal cord surgery that was going to threaten my career. It was through that personal trial where my voice was taken away, my inability to tell my story through my songs was taken away. But through that trial in my life, I felt like God began to show me that he wasn't done with me yet. He was going to use my voice once again, but that somehow he was going to use my voice to give a voice to other people. And that's what sent me on this journey, asking the question, what would it look like if instead of writing songs just about my own life, which is what I had done up until that point, what would it look like if I gave people the opportunity to write their story to me and then actually have the fans of my music be the ones who serve as the inspiration for my songs? And that's what's led me to talk to you today. I've collected over 40,000 of those stories and counting from all over the country and all over the world. And those stories have served as the inspiration for these songs on my new record.